Pero yo todos los días por la mañana le pido a Dios que bendiga.
Every morning I pray to God to bless Chavez, to be with him and never forsake him. No other president ever cared that we ate breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Y yo digo, bueno, no salió a mi rancho en este, otro día saldrá.
It's a country where there's this rising political consciousness. You know, there's a real sense that the poor are aware of their rights as citizens and they feel empowered and respected because the leadership has made so many promises and has done so much to bring the poor into the political process and make them feel valued. Now, the problem is, of course, that promises are one thing and delivery is another. And Venezuela has always been quite a poor country and has a long history of political corruption inside the bureaucracy and a long history of conflict between the police and the civilians who have often organized into armed guerrilla groups and things like that. And a lot of those problems haven't gone away. In fact, in some ways, they're getting worse.
Do the people from within Venezuela and Caracas, where you spend some time, are they hearing a lot of hot air as well, or is there something actually happening there on the ground?
That's really the issue. There is a lot happening on the ground. There is definitely money being invested in a whole variety of social welfare programs. I mean, there seems to be a new social welfare program every week. While I was there, one of the ones that was introduced was giving a basic minimum wage to single mothers, regardless of whether they had work or not. There's been a healthcare system that's been implemented for anyone who needs it, subsidized food for staple food items. So there's definitely a lot happening, but there's also a lot happening in the background. A lot of the money that's supposed to go to those missions, to those welfare programs, is disappearing, and crime is absolutely out of control. And it doesn't seem that the government's doing a lot to stop that. So yes, there are things changing, but there's an enormous amount left to do.
You mentioned a lot of endemic corruption. Is that just something which has always been in Venezuela and it takes a long time to get rid of that sort of corruption?
That's exactly right. And Chavez did inherit a bureaucracy that he, you know, he hasn't flushed out. He's working with a lot of the people from what they would call the Fourth Republic, the government before his revolution.
El gobierno nacional, hay actores.
There are people very high up in the national government who are specifically using the revolution in their favor in order to become richer, I call it. From what I hear, there is no revolution here. Yes, there is a kind of revolution, one of opulence.
A lot of the people you interview seem to be quite happy with the reforms or the way he's describing the problems, but are they actually getting the quality of these reforms?
Well, I think at the end of the day, you have to credit the fact that Chavez has maintained unwavering support with the poor. You know, the neighborhoods still support him, absolutely. You'll find no matter how much people are struggling, they will still call themselves Chavistas, which is what his hardline support calls themselves. And they wouldn't do that if they didn't feel that they were getting some benefit, or if they didn't at least have faith that the promise of the benefit would eventually come.
Now, he's heading towards a December election. How will the public respond to his first 7 years?
Well, heading into the election, I mean, it seems fairly clear that Chavez is going to win, and probably with very similar numbers as what he was elected in the first place with. You know, his support has remained above 50% for almost his entire presidency. It's almost guaranteed that Chavez is going to win the December election. His opposition is just not organized enough. They don't have the political support. And that's a bit of a problem for Chavez himself, because he's not being held accountable, because he knows that he's going to have the support of such a large group of the people.
Where will the next challenge come from? Someone more left or someone on the right?
That's a fascinating question. I would say that for the moment, there is no challenger to Hugo Chavez. Hugo Chavez is an unbelievably charismatic figure. I mean, just you have to be in his presence and hear him talk and follow him a little bit to understand just how charismatic and how rhetorically brilliant the man is. And it's just going to be very hard to compete with that kind of presence in combination with the fact that he has been very politically savvy about making promises and then rolling those out at politically expedient times.
Mejor todavía habrá quien lo haga mejor.
Someone else might be able to do it better. But this is an important moment for the world. And this is Chavez's moment. We will be, despite all our faults, we will be an example. We are setting an example to the whole world.
Un ejemplo en todo el mundo.